KP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The first four leading to the final four for the NCAA men's tournament got underway in Dayton. Here's AP's Mike Reeves with the story on who was able to survive in advance and who will no longer dance.
Colorado State and Wagner won NCAA tournament first round games Tuesday night in Dayton. Colorado State defeated Virginia 66-42, and Wagner was a 71-68 winner over Howard. In Colorado State's win over Virginia, the Cavaliers went scoreless the final 9 minutes 20 seconds of the first half. The Rams built a 27-14 advantage. Colorado State was led in scoring by Joel Scott, who poured in 23.
I think all year we've been talking about setting the tone physically, whether that be in the paint, whatever we're doing defensively, offensively. And I think tonight that really showed up.
Wagner held off a furious rally by Howard in their victory. Melvin Council Jr. led Wagner with 21 points. Wagner coach Donald Copeland.
First time in 21 years being here, and now to have the first NCAA tournament victory in school history. It's huge, man. It's huge for the school, the program, and these guys, man, that have gone through so much.
Colorado State advances to play Texas. Wagner will meet North Carolina.
The men's first four continues in Dayton on Wednesday, with Grambling playing Montana State, followed by Colorado Boise State. The women's first four begins Wednesday night with Columbia taking on Vanderbilt and Presbyterian meeting Sacred Heart. As the NCAA basketball tournament championships get underway, there was big news concerning the college football championship, as AP's Gethin Kulbaugh informs us.
The College Football Playoff and ESPN have announced a deal that will give the network exclusive rights to the expanded postseason through the 2031 season. The agreement puts the national championship game on ABC starting in 2026. Financial terms were not announced, but as previously reported, the new six-year agreement will pay the CFP and participating conferences $1.3 billion annually and nearly $8 billion in all. The major conferences and Notre Dame agreed on a new revenue-sharing plan last week that allowed the CFP to finalize the deal with ESPN.
NBA, two leading teams in the Western Conference met to determine which would take over the top spot in the conference with less than 4 weeks remaining in the regular season. AP's Bruce Morton has more on the showdown between the defending champion Nuggets and the hometown Timberwolves.
In the front court, the Timberwolves were shorthanded and they fell to visiting Denver 115-112. Because of injuries, Minnesota was already without Karl Anthony Towns, but in this game, also on the sidelines were Rudy Gobert and Naz Reid. As a result, Nikola Jokic, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon feasted with 35, 26, and 14 points respectively. Nuggets coach Michael Malone.
I think we kind of settled down and we're able to pull out the win in that fourth quarter, but I wouldn't say we got away from anything. It was just giving them more credit to how hard and physical they were playing.
With the win, the Nuggets trail Western Conference leader Oklahoma City by percentage points, with the Wolves one full game back.
The Mavericks only got 18 points from Luka Doncic, though he did have a triple-double, and plenty of offensive support from Kyrie Irving, who scored 28 in Dallas's 113-107 win in San Antonio. 28 points also for Zion Williamson, as the Pelicans knocked off the fading Nets 104-91. Willie Green's team has now won 7 of 8.
It's hard to win in this league, so that's number one. We're grateful that we can go out and execute on both ends of the floor, finish the game well.
The Magic routed the Hornets 112-92, while the Rockets trounced the woeful Wizards 137-114. Coming up, the 9 on Ice. Hockey, two of the NHL's top five teams record-wise met in New York, where a team named the Jets picked up a win. Here's AP's Mike Mancuso.
Two of the NHL's best played an exciting up-tempo game that saw the Winnipeg Jets beat the Rangers 4-2. Mark Scheifele's empty net goal was his third of the night, his eighth career hat trick. Connor Hellebuck, 40 saves for his 32nd win.
I think any time you come into a building like this one and the crowd gets into it, it has a more energetic feel. But that being said, it was just another game, and that's what we really got to focus on, is just making sure we're playing the right way and our way and really forcing our will on teams.
The Avalanche kept pace with the Jets atop the Central Division with their 7th straight victory, 4-3 over the Blues. Even hotter than the Avalanche are the Predators, who are now 13-0-2 with points in their last 15 games after scoring the game's last 7 goals to rout the Sharks 8-2. 2 goals from Michael McCarron.
We kill other teams well in the third, by the third period, the way we play, just over and over and over, just to do the right things. And as a result, you can see in the third periods, teams are getting tired.
Going in the other direction of the Islanders, losers now a 5 straight after they were blown away by the Hurricanes 4-1. The Red Wings were 13 seconds away from their 9th loss in 10 games, but Lucas Raymond scored to tie the game versus the Blue Jackets. Patrick Kane then scored 48 seconds into overtime to notch a much-needed 4-3 victory for Detroit.
Obviously, that's a huge win for us. Hopefully, it gives us some momentum, and hopefully we can look back at this at some point and say this was like a big turning point for our season to get some momentum, and obviously two big points as well.
The Bruins routed the Senators 6-2. Boston leads the NHL with 97 points. The Canucks raised their West leading point total to 94 after squeezing past the Sabres 3-2. The Devils topped the Penguins 5-2 in a matchup of teams desperately trying to stay in playoff contention. The Flyers edged the Maple Leafs 4-3, and it was the Oilers over the Canadiens 3-2. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will have a new receiving target with the Jets. New York signed free agent wide receiver Mike Williams, who was cut last week by the Chargers. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.